Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Human Reaction. This is a special public skiff episode. Typically our members only content, but we're releasing this to everyone because it's a sort of a fun day. We're going to be doing bingo card selections for predictions that we think will or will happen in 2025. We're going to go around the horn here and list off all of our predictions for a bingo card, and then we're going to turn these into actual bingo cards that we will track through the year to see how right or wrong we were. And we encourage you to play along. If you would like to, go ahead and make a list of 24 things that you think will happen this year. Jump into our Discord and then just like DM those to me, and we'll make you a bingo card as well, and we can all play along throughout the year. All right, let's kick it off. Kyle, why don't we start with you, sir?
Oh boy.
What's first on your list?
My things are in no particular order. They were just kind of what flowed out at the time. And the first thing that came to the top of my list, the first thing I put down was JFK/MLK files being released.
Okay. And
which is a Trump promise. That's not, I think, too crazy. I think we'll see how redacted they may or may not be, but
some release in that area.
Yeah, like there's going to be some major development that is disclosed via the work of the Trump administration.
Interesting.
But not UAPs.
I did not put UAPs at all anywhere on my list.
Interesting. I did. We'll get to that. Okay. I actually had JFK files not released. But I removed it from my list like last minute because I had some other things I wanted to throw in there that might be more fun.
I kind of lean with that one.
You think they won't be released?
Yeah.
You know, interestingly, just like thinking back on that topic, when Rogan asked Trump about the JFK files, Trump himself even seemed more interested in the MLK files. Mm. He like every time people ask him, he brings up the MLK files with it, which I've always found to be an interesting characteristic of Trump when talking about it.
So yeah.
That's why I included
the
it
U.S.
in
government
there.
Did give the family of MLK a settlement in civil court over the killing of MLK. Suggesting some blame.
Yes, indeed. Moment. I forgot to mention at the top, the free space for everyone is going to be Free Ross. Have the sign behind. So don't include Free Ross in your list.
Which Trump promised us.
He did promise us. It's not so much that I'm assuming he's going to keep that promise. I really hope he does, but it was more just a play on free. So
free space.
I just figured that would be fun. All right.
Yeah, Joe told me he was doing that. Like as I came in here, I was like, oh, now I got to change my list. Because that was on my list.
That's on the list. It's a good one to have on the list. I think it might happen. First thing on my list, past the free space, would be a Trump assassination attempt will take place.
I had that too.
Yeah, and I think, did you, Kyle?
I have assassination attempt within the new aristocracy. So, and I'm including like Trump, Elon, RFK. Maybe foreign leaders like Malay, RFK, like people in this kind of new... This new aristocracy that is forming
right now.
It's
pretty broad. Whoever
replaces Trudeau.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's multiple of those people. Like it might even be multiple attempts that happen just within that sphere. Mm-hmm. Trump's going to have a lot more security now. So the likelihood of there being an attempt that we find out about might be lesser in that regard. But I think just with how much animosity there is towards Elon, there is towards people like, I put people like Malay because I think there's going to be foreign leaders like that we've all come to know over the course of this last year or 2 years that might be likely targets.
Malay, Bekele, the guy in Hungary.
Yeah.
Just to be a little bit of a stickler, I'm going to suggest that you limit that to like 5 or 6 people. Just so that you can't just cheat and say like, oh, well, this guy got shot at.
New aristocracy.
And he counts.
trying to find new. I didn't want to put Trump, Elon all in their separate spaces. Right. That's why.
That's fair. David, why do you think Trump, there might be another assassination attempt on Trump, and where do you think that might occur?
I'm just trying to win, man.
Me too. I figured that was a pretty safe bet.
No, yeah. I mean, it's that. It's the two assassination attempts with very little coverage over either of them, really, compared to the size of the story. Apparently I just found out on the regular episode that George Bush put out a hit on him on X, I guess. So
it was a picture of Trump Tower in Vegas, which was weird because I was – leaving Vegas that day. It was when we were there for Freedom Fest.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And he tweeted some really cryptic thing underneath it. I was trying to find it, but it seems to have been scrubbed, or maybe it was a story on Instagram or something like that.
I want to say that was around the, because I mentioned this too, is there was the Alex Saros stuff where there was the image of like the $45 or $47. Yeah. And it was like very cryptic. And I think it was around the same time as the Bush
thing,
which
beforehand,
made
beforehand.
Yeah.
But yes,
I can't remember.
They certainly made the rounds at around the same time. Yeah. All right, David, what do you got?
Trudeau out in Canada.
Ooh. I have that as well. I have Conservatives take back Canada in a landslide. Mm.
Nice. I didn't put anything about Canada because I don't think about Canada at all.
Like a true American.
Yeah. I have family there and they need freedom.
Fair, fair. 51st state, coming in hot. What's your next one, Kyle?
Well, I just to talk about that, it's looking like prediction markets are putting at Trudeau's probably going to be resigning by April.
Wow.
Oh,
okay. The election, I think last I saw, Polymarket had it at like 70-some% that he was going to be resigning by April. I think the election itself is supposed to be in October.
I base my prediction just on all the viral videos of people just going up and saying, fuck you to Trudeau in his face. Yeah. You know? Like, those are just so funny.
So,
hey, yo, buddy. Fuck you, man.
So prediction markets are giving us odds on that.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
But also, I've seen it suggests Liberals lose 100 seats in Parliament.
Whoa. So,
wow. Okay. That's substantial.
Yeah. Okay. Next for me is... I had something weird there. Ukraine war comes to a conclusion, and I put an asterisk next to that, and the resources move to Israel.
Fair.
I had something similar. The West gives up the Donbass. I'm specifically saying the Donbass it goes and whatever negotiations happen.
Yeah, I think there's going to be peace talks. There's going to be concessions. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
I had Ukraine war peace deal also. Mm. So let's hope we all win on that one. Yeah. Eh? Yeah. Hey. All right, next on my list, Nancy Pelosi leaves Congress. This might be optimistic thinking, but she's pretty old. Maybe she doesn't make it through the year. I don't know.
She seems sharp, though.
That's what old people do. They die. You know?
That's what they do. Who said that?
That's from old school when they're at Blue's funeral.
Oh, I thought there was somebody recently that kind of said that.
Vince Vaughn.
I say it a lot.
A great libertarian and Ron Paul supporter from back in the day.
Vince Vaughn's great.
Yeah.
My next is Pandemic.
I don't have
another
like
pandemic
of the unvaccinated
of any kind. I thought about narrowing it down to a government created pandemic, but not just pandemic.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't know that this year if it happened. We would find out about that 3 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
So you don't want to put that there because like it would come by the end of the year and you're like, well, was it government created? Well, we don't know yet.
Yeah. I had that on my early list too, but I got rid of it because fuck that shit. I don't want that.
You don't want to manifest.
I don't
it.
Want that to happen.
I have major tax cuts passed.
Oh,
like it'll just be the Tax and Jobs Act revised.
Way more optimistic.
Stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I got that too.
Yeah, it's gonna be. There's gonna be some major tax cuts that happen all over the place with a major bill that happens. Mm. It's probably going to be super awesome, and then it's gonna get cut down a little bit because that's how it always happens. Like we're gonna be like, oh man, that's gonna be dope, and then it'll get like cut down where the tax cuts are only like half as much as it originally was, but it'll still be great regardless.
Yeah. You can tell where my mind is. My next one is Mitch McConnell leaves Congress. Really just rolling the dice on
getting those goddamn silent generation.
When is Mitch out? He's not going back again.
He said he was retiring.
He's not leader anymore, but I think he's still in.
I thought he was retiring.
He's still in. He's not. I don't think he's said
that. Is his term out yet? Like I thought he's retiring at the end of his term.
He might be
in
the next cycle. He might be in 2026.
Look at that, because that might be cheating. Might have already been announced.
I don't believe so. I'll double check that.
I had Jimmy Carter dying. I was like, God damn it.
You had that?
Yeah, I totally had that. That was my first thing.
I made this list 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So he did announce he would step down as Senate Republican leader in November of last year, but his term is not up until January of 2027.
That makes sense.
But I don't think
he's got one more.
I don't think he has 2 years.
He doesn't last the year. Yeah.
I mean, he's really only there physically.
He is old, and he's stroking out like every other time he's on there. Mm-hmm. Is that the proper term?
Stroking out?
I don't know.
It sounds kind of dirty.
That sounds like something we do in the skiff when we're not doing a public episode.
I plead the fifth.
My next one is Congress fails to cut the budget.
Well, that's pretty safe.
Well, it was a promise. I'm saying they're going to go back on a promise. That's going to be one of them.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, especially in light of kind of how the last the CR went around Christmas. Although I guess that's kind of always a thing.
And the sheer cowardice of many Republicans ongoing against Speaker Johnson right now just indicates to me he's going to be in and we're going to be stuck with bad spending.
Johnson's going to stay.
Yeah.
When I made this list, this was what was happening during the time. U.S. takes control of Panama.
Nice.
I also had Greenland on here, but that was meant to be more of a, I don't think that's actually going to happen. And if it was to happen, that's probably like long-term negotiations that have to be made with Denmark. So I doubt that would be a thing.
We can't just steal it, but I feel like we would just take over Panama.
Yeah. Panama, I feel like if there's a place we are going to just like, and it doesn't even have to be like, it becomes a, like, this could be some sort of economic takeover, and it'd be like, we could objectively look like, okay, America controls that now.
Yeah. I think it would have to do with China, because was it when we had Brunner on, wasn't he talking about China taking over some ports down in...
Yeah, the Belt and Road
stuff.
Well,
they're not taking over. They're buying their investment shares in them. Mm-hmm. They have a majority share investment.
So, but like, China does rely heavily on...
like invading.
Yes, which is probably how we would take over Panama.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so in the Panama thing, actually it would... And I remember we covered this a little bit this last year. It was that there is a regular contract for administering it. And the U.S. government just like didn't do the paperwork in time. That's why China got it. You know, so it was that dumb, and it was just like they were just busy doing other shit.
I think I have an interesting workaround.
That was the excuse. I'm not kidding.
We were busy. Yeah. Forgot to sign that
$3 trillion budget, and they're just like, it's a lot of paperwork, man.
I think I've got a twofer that could actually get around having to buy the Panama Canal if that's the way they're going to go or whatever. Just make the Darien Canal. Right, and then we just block the gap so you can't get through
the canal,
and then we just put a canal there. I think that's pretty freaking smart. Kyle, what's your next one?
That was mine.
Oh, right.
I'm sorry. Okay. This one, little black pill here. I don't think Cash Patel is going to get confirmed.
Aww,
I could see it.
I think that the entrenched interests, and particularly, you know, maybe a bit in light of, wow. Wow, gonna go there.
I'm just seeing what's going on online lately, and I'm just saying, I'm just noticing.
Not popular right now.
We can't have H1 FBI. No, guess not. I don't know. I just think there's going to be a lot of resistance there. And for whatever reason, I just think his radical stances on tearing down the FBI are going to elicit a lot of reactionary response from the intelligence community.
It's going to be hard. Just a lot of these confirmation, like a lot of these things still have to go through. Like, we'll see how they go. Like, does Tulsi Gabbard make it through? Does like Cash make it through? It's hard to say.
You see a lot of character assassinations on those two.
Yep.
Yeah, she was part of a sex cult that had no sex.
Exactly. The Mormons with Mormons.
The Mormon yoga cult.
It was Hindu.
Right.
Well, I know, but it's like Mormon.
Yeah.
So,
it's like,
all right.
Can they soak?
White pill, TikTok ban reversed.
Ooh. I
don't know how you feel about TikTok, but I think that's going to happen.
I don't have TikTok on my phone anymore. Yeah. I got rid of it.
No. Yeah, I don't want the Chinese tracking.
I don't. I really don't. Nope. Also, I'm trying to limit my social media this year a little bit.
Totally
so,
fair. Yeah. No, I get that.
I'm just X only.
Good. Yeah, me too, mostly.
It's pretty much.
Someone's got to run our TikTok account, guys. It's like our most popular.
We know the man for the job.
I have probably an easy one, a record number of deportations.
He's going to beat record, Obama? Though. We have to beat
record, yes.
Obama. I mean, he has to beat Trump one.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm saying it's going to be Obama has highest record, on record. Right? I think Obama has the record.
Yeah.
I think
shouldn't be hard to beat then.
Yeah.
My next one, in a inversion from my prior stance, Tulsi does get confirmed
for DNI.
Yeah, and I think because of her military record, I think that's going to bolster her with Congress. She's been far less inflammatory in her statements about the CIA and stuff like that. I think her lack of experience is maybe the wild card there that like senators might try to poke at, but
I
don't think
she is Hindu.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Jeez. Maybe this H-1B thing is a problem. I'm kidding.
Importing from Hawaii. Let these Hawaiians come over taking our jobs.
Should have never made the mistake.
I think she will make it through. Go ahead.
Okay, so...
Sorry to interrupt. That. It's just relevant, probably.
Another one, and this is kind of related to the other one, but Zelensky returns to comedy.
Ooh. Okay.
Like he's out and then he does something.
Does an
comedic
SNL skit.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Well, the funny thing about him is that his whole role that he's known for is about how is being a comedian that became president.
Yes.
Like that was the comedy that he did.
It's a Chris Rock.
And then
movie.
He was a comedian that became president.
It's like if Jon Stewart became president. It's that's
it's
what I think
so
about.
So simulation.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's even one layer deeper because like the role he played was a comedian who became president and then he did. So it's like, what? Yeah. Like, yeah. John Stewart never had a role like that. So this is like, that's a layer deeper.
You just got to imagine Putin being like, what the fuck just happened? Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and cross off another one of mine just so we don't double back. I also had Zelensky removed as Ukraine president. I don't know if that's a resignation or replacement or what, but I think he's probably out this year.
Next, I have the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve is implemented, one of Trump's promises. And Trump announced that his plan was to buy up 5% of the Bitcoin supply. He's planning to buy 1 million Bitcoin, which is 5% if you're not including Satoshi's Bitcoin. That's off.
I should have kept my Bitcoin gets to 150 on there because I took it off. I had it on there. I was like, nah.
Well, you'll be excited to see my next prediction when we come back around to me. But my next one is also Bitcoin related. But yeah, so I think that the Bitcoin Strategic Reserve will be implemented. And like the law is already written. Cynthia Loomis has it all prepped and everything. So I think it's probably going
to
happen.
Since we're on the Bitcoin conversation, let's just flesh all these ones out. I'll skip ahead to mine. I think Bitcoin's actually going to crash to below 60K this year.
I have Bitcoin's going to break 200K.
Okay. Well, it may do both.
I will say, I did predict on the podcast back like way earlier last year that by December it would be 100K, and it did happen.
Okay. All right. Well,
not financial advice, to your own research.
That's right. That's right. Well, and like really, it could do both. Like that's the wild thing.
I wouldn't be surprised to see a major drawdown to 60K before a major run up. I think it's going to be hard to say if there's a massive amount of buying pressure that comes in from the federal government, literally trying to buy 5% of the Bitcoin over the next 10 years, the cycles might smoothen out quite a bit, but it doesn't mean that crashes won't happen. Mm. Right.
Not financial advice.
Not financial advice. Did you have a Bitcoin prediction?
Nope. Okay. I took out my only one.
All right.
I
think it's your turn.
I have Ubisoft goes bankrupt.
Ooh, for the gamers in the house.
Yeah. So.
Okay, Ubisoft dies. Explain that one a little bit.
Part of me is okay with it, but it also hurts.
Also, big sad. Yeah. So all the major, like some of the best developers out of it have left. They have tremendous headwinds in the culture. They developed all these games starting in 2019, 2020 that are not doing well.
DEI games.
Yeah. And, you know, they bought up a lot of studios that, and then DEI'd them to hell, and now they're dying. And then they have, you know, it's just the headwinds on Assassin's Creed, the next one, I think, are pretty substantial.
Well, and all these indie companies that started out as indie companies are now becoming major competitors and have these massive teams with hundreds of people behind, like hundreds of workers and stuff all across the world. Like Ubisoft's probably seeing its decline. If it goes bankrupt this year, that's just a much bolder prediction.
On a decline. This is based on Mark Andreessen's theory that like the culture was so pervasive in corporate America in 2020. All the movies, all the games that started created then, we're going to continue to see that stuff even as everyone goes against it. So it's going to be a death spiral.
There's going to be a lagging
Hollywood
effect.
And gaming and things like that invested in that kind of stuff back in 2020.
Yeah, that is interesting, the lag effect of like they might not have enough time to correct course. And it might be a few more years where they're still stuck in this environment because like they already have games under production. Yeah. They already have.
Yeah, it's a long life cycle to bring something like that to market, isn't it?
Yeah. That's interesting. Mm. I have that there's going to be a major scandal at OpenAI. Something
other than the assassination? I think you already got that one, buddy.
Okay. I didn't even think about that. I wrote this. I think I wrote this before that was a thing that happened because there was a
news came out like last week, I want to say.
Yeah, because I wrote this like 2 weeks. I think I wrote this before Christmas. Mm. So I think because what happened, we haven't covered that, was there was a worker at OpenAI that was whistleblowing a bunch of stuff, and he, Indian fella, notably.
Kyle, you're doing a lot of noticing
just
all today.
Just because it matters. It just is like, and he died in his apartment. He was like 26, 27 years old.
Gunshot wound to the head in the middle of breakfast. Signs of struggle. Place got turned
but he
over.
Was an OpenAI whistleblower.
Yeah, and the shot doesn't appear to the bullet did not exit, which is also weird. And then the 22? What's that?
22
could be, but it's also like the question of like the placement, all that kind of stuff. It looks very suspicious, very very suspicious.
Yeah, and I also think with the current makeup of who's around Trump, Elon, David Sachs, etc., a lot of the little tech folks, a lot of the yak folks, they're all kind of in that milieu.
The what?
Effective accelerationists folks. there's going to be, and just the dynamics of between Elon and Sam Altman, like, I think that there's going to be a lot of government pressure that exists on OpenAI, and there's going to be a lot more decentralization of AI that starts to take place probably along that. And the scandals are probably going to come out alongside that.
Interesting.
My next one is J6 prisoners are pardoned.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I think that the MAGA base has had a lot of pressure on that. I think the winds are trending that way. I think Trump obviously supports that. And I guess pardon could maybe also be commuted. Like, they're just let free, right? And anybody who's imprisoned, anybody who has cases pending, I think that that's going to be washed away this year.
Mine's kind of similar. AI files are released, meaning like government influence to try to get AI to go a very specific direction on narratives will be leaked and released this year.
Interesting.
So equivalent to the Twitter files, but for AI.
Interesting. AI files. Interesting.
Yeah.
I have Epstein files. There's going to be some sort of major disclosure, and I have in parentheses probably heavily redacted.
Oh, so, well. You bet your ass they will be, for sure.
But I think that there's probably going to be some sort of major Epstein stuff that comes out because there's so much demand from the Trump wing with that.
While we're on files, I have CIA alien disclosure. I think we're going to get some major UAP stuff coming out. I don't know if it's going to be full on like there are, you know, aliens amongst us, but contact something is going to be released.
Nice. First contact 2025.
Let's go.
coming back to the Epstein files, actually, part of the reason why it's probably going to be heavily redacted is probably because who he's working for.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's going to be the stuff where it's like, we're going to get a bunch of stuff that we all kind of already assumed, but it's going to be like
confirmation.
The obvious Mossad connections, probably not going to be in the files.
Yeah, probably not.
I got, sorry, Adam, H-1B's changed, but not ended.
Which means Elon
wins. I
got to
have some easy ones.
Which means Elon and Vivek both win.
And Trump
and
gets
Trump
the policy
wins.
He wants. Yeah, I think that's going to happen.
Some major escalatory event in Taiwan.
Oh, ooh. I have that too. Yeah, I actually have China takes Taiwan. Ooh. I'm not sure by military or by soft coup.
I can't see it. To me, that still seems like it's far out to me. That like the actual taking of it, like there's going to be some sort of thing that gets things moving along quite significantly. But that seems like next year. That would be crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe
you never know.
I mean,
these things do happen fast.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is a little bit more broad than that, but one of mine was a new front opens in World War III, so I guess that would implicate
that would be
Taiwan.
A new front. Yeah. That would probably be the most obvious new front, right?
Yeah. I would think. Yeah, I mean, because we've already got direct conflict with Russia. Obviously, hopefully that draws down. The Middle East is just happening, so there's that. And maybe it's an Iran, like a direct Iran attack or something like that. But
yeah, Iran would be the other.
Yeah. You want to go back to you? Because that was sort of just a piggyback. I don't know.
Yeah,
go for it. Go for it.
Okay, well, my next one is more fun. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce breakup. We saw the contract
Joe
released.
Is anti-love.
Look, I'm just looking for another great T-Swift breakup record.
Just
that's what I'm
record,
after.
Just like, football stupid.
Yeah, she's like, I can't keep making music in these conditions. Being all happy and getting all these payouts everywhere.
Dude,
it's
comfort,
just like, I can't keep making money. This
comfort
way.
And complacency get us nowhere. Yeah. We need conflict and tragedy to create great art.
And Travis has made bank off of it.
I should also note that I just saw that he is leading the votes for the Pro Bowl, despite not really having a good season at all.
He's made bank. It's been great for his career.
Next, I have Biden beclowns himself after leaving office.
Oh,
like,
fun.
He did something super embarrassing after office.
Balls sure. out?
Yeah.
Yep. Balls out?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Gay! Just whips his dick out on Trump's inauguration day.
It's fine. I can't prosecute him. He's an old man. He doesn't know what he's doing.
He's too incompetent. He didn't realize. He's.
Oh, geez.
I have a record stock market growth. I think it'll just be evident. Like, we'll just see some sort of major growth that happens. We'll probably see a major. I think a lot of, and especially with kind of like you suspecting a downturn, I think that's probably more of a 2026 type of thing.
Yeah. Interesting.
I think 2025 is just going to be like golden age. We're all going to the moon everywhere in all industries, no matter what. And then maybe it crashes towards the end or something. But like, I think we're going to have several months of up only, essentially, for a while.
Interesting.
Unless Chairman Powell does what he did last week or 2 weeks ago.
Well, I mean, there was
too many times.
There was, and what are you referring to there?
Interest rate rise.
Interest rate increase.
Well,
so
he's just he was bearish.
Well, so there's some talk about how he was making decisions on fraudulent labor data, right? Like because it's coming out, like obviously we saw that all through 2024, how the labor numbers would come out, they would be highly cooked, and then they'd be revised way downward like a few months later. Mm-hmm. And so he was making all these decisions based on that data, which is now proving to be incredibly wrong. Mm. So who knows, you know, if he has to correct course on that. If he does lower interest rates, obviously then that would lend itself
It feels to me that I think we're just going to see quarterly interest rate reductions across the board for the next few years, probably.
Probably safe. That's... My next one just happened, I guess. If you want to say I already got a mark on my bingo card, Homeland terrorist attack happens or is thwarted.
I had that too.
I have significant uptick in terrorist activity domestically. Now, I made that 2 weeks ago.
And, you know, I'll go ahead and count this as a tentative check mark, but this wasn't what I had in mind. I was thinking something a bit more like major,
like a 9/11 type of thing.
Not necessarily like that, but like something at greater scale.
Hundreds.
Or maybe more like pertaining to what Sarah Adams was talking about, you know, a coordinated attack across multiple cities, something that's a little bit more, you know, coordinated and extravagant.
I think kind of similar. Like, I feel like we haven't had a whole lot of quote unquote terrorist activity over the last several years, and I feel like we're in for something big. And I think it's just going to be like it. I think it's probably not going to be like 9/11 style, but just like here happens,
right.
And we're just going to be hearing it like almost on a weekly or biweekly basis.
Right.
It's just like the next thing that happens.
Yeah, it might just be a running thing. And I think that really tracks with what Sarah Adams was saying. You know, it's going to be a lot more decentralized and maybe less like of a significant singular event, but just widespread and maybe continuous.
Yeah, it's hard to quantify that, actually, like qualify that. But it's just, right. I think by the end of the year, we're going to be like, there was quite a bit of terrorist activity.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I have India's economy surpasses Germany.
Oh, going into nerd territory.
Yeah, I think that I think it's actually going to be a really big deal when it happens.
That's why we need a visa program.
how close are they right now? Do you know?
They're getting close. But yeah, and most has to do with the German decline and what we're seeing.
I think that's right.
Specifically GNP, yeah.
And if I would have thought about that, I would have put that on here too. I think that's correct.
Maybe a little less pooping in the streets in India happening.
Yeah,
I assume
India
those two things would go
like
hand.
Like LA, is
San Francisco.
See, that is the thing about this dialogue of like, this is a country of a billion people, and you're gonna have the homeless problems, especially of all these. And so like the pooping on the street is just like, but we can also just go to LA. And we're seeing the same thing, right? So like using that as a thing of just being like, they're just not a very advanced people. Like, well, look at what's happening in LA, right?
I'm gonna quote some very very spurious thing that I saw somewhere, and I don't get the numbers right, but India accounts for what, like 14% of the world's population, yeah, or something, but it accounts for like 50% of the pooping outdoors. Anyways, not to besmirch Jesus the name Christ. Of the good Indian people. We love Indian people.
Yeah,
pro H-1B. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, that was mine. Go ahead.
I'm pro H-1B reform, though.
Like, sure. Yeah,
like, I'm not all about H-1B. I just I think that we need some mechanism for that type of thing, right?
And oversight to prevent abuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think AI agents will go mainstream. That'll be kind of the new big tech revolution in the AI sphere.
Oh, that's a good one.
Can you
explain AI agent?
Basically, because like right now, everybody's interaction with AI is you're still kind of putting in all the manual inputs. So it's like you go to ChatGPT and you're conversing back and forth with it. AI agents are going to be things where it's like they have a lot of their own autonomy and they're going to be making actions for you in regard to their sphere without you having to like manually make all these inputs all the time. Mm. And the most obvious one right now is like is in financing right now. It's just like trading stocks, trading crypto and stuff like that, where it's just like there's parameters, they're doing their own thing, etc. But I think that it's going to be like think of Siri, but like an actual personal assistant.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
And those are going to be much more mainstream to the public right now. And I'm watching markets right now, and it's so obvious that's it's already happening. It's not public yet.
I have a similar but not the same, but I think we're going to see the rise of the sex bots this year.
Yeah, and those might.
There's going to be like a
major those might merge
component to that.
Waifu in physical form.
Yeah, I actually think it'll be used by women more than we think.
Oh,
but yeah.
I've already seen articles about that, of the prediction that women are going to be having more sex with robots than men in 2025. There's been a lot of articles suggesting that.
Look out, fellas. Look out.
Well, it will probably be mostly
the women who shaved their heads.
Yeah, fair. The ones who swore off husbands and kids and those things.
What was the South Korea thing?
4B. Yeah. 4B. Yeah.
The 4B movement.
It's going to be them.
Yeah. My next one is Diddy, quote unquote, dies in prison.
I think that's a good one.
I think too many powerful people are roped into that scandal, and they can't let it get out. Just like Epstein, I think he's going to perish.
Did he
didn't
kill himself?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I have AfD dominates the German election, and but cannot rule, cannot form a ruling government in their parliament.
Ausland or Ross? Deutschland for Deutschland.
Yeah, there's a lot of headwinds for them, but it seems like the popular support's there.
Yeah,
but not within the government.
Yeah, and I think like the India story and all that kind of stuff is gonna create a storm. It's gonna be crazy.
I think that there's gonna be some major reveal of some type of weapon that no one knew existed, and it's going
like
to be
directed
used
energy
in
weapons.
Some sort of like. There's going to be some sort of chemical weapon or some sort of, you know, a lot of people are speculating this like fog stuff that's going on right now, you know, whatever. There's going to be some
smart
sort
dust.
Of like, what is like, whoa, that exists. There's going to be sort of like the heart attack gun. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be like, whoa, that exists.
Whew, I think that's a safe bet. I think the smart dust thing is very real. Nanotechnology is making all sorts of stuff possible in that realm. Mm-hmm. I think that's really safe. I think Trump's tariffs will be implemented. In some form.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what. Maybe with Mexico, maybe with China. But there will be some Trump tariffs implemented.
People from China, they love me.
They love me. Nothing more, bud.
100%.
We got a UKIP overperforms next cycle. So
what is that?
Well, it's, well, basically the former UKIP, right? UK Independence Party, which is now UK Reform. So UK Reform.
And what side of the aisle are they on?
That's Nigel Farage's party.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
More right-wing populist takeover everywhere.
You mean people who don't appreciate getting arrested for social media posts?
Yeah.
That's something, yeah, we have the Tommy Robinson stuff's been very big. A lot of people talking about that.
I haven't seen
Elon pumping it. I haven't... I haven't dug into too much of what's going on there, but Tommy Robinson is kind of one of the big, I don't know, like Laura Loomers of the UK, or like, I don't know how you would classify him. He's just kind of like one of those types of conservatives in the UK. And
loudmouth.
Yeah, loudmouth.
Banging the president, allegedly.
Wait, what?
Did you not hear about that?
No.
That, like Laura Loomer supposedly like had a fling with Trump.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I know, totally.
That sounds like a rumor that Laura Loomer would start.
I wish you weren't a liar.
No, like her face. Yeah. Not a pretty face. Is it mine? It's mine.
Yeah. No, I think you did UKIP, right?
Oh, yeah. UKIP, it's you.
I have that Israel is going to take some sort of unprecedented expansionist move. Like they're going to take like a massive claim of territory or something. UN's probably going to be all upset about it, but there's going to be some sort of, okay, new leaderships in America, blah, 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 time to make a move.
Would you count like new like settlements in the West Bank and Gaza as part of that?
No, I'm actually thinking beyond that.
You're thinking like
Syria. Beyond the typical territory that we would expect. Mm-hmm. Like this kind of goes into maybe like greater Israel type of stuff, where we're going to start seeing major moves of like Israel becoming this more expanding power. We're going to start to see the precursors of that.
Yeah. Mm. I had a similar one just to knock that off the list, that Israel temporarily takes more territory since that seems to be their
hard
MO.
Temporary in air quotes. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I have a white pill one. Ben Shapiro debates Dave Smith on Israel. That's the thing I want to have happen. Yeah.
That's not happening.
You got to have some things that we're manifesting,
I
right? Which is that one.
To see a murder.
Dave Smith is too old.
Too old.
For Ben Shapiro?
What's the... Oh, he only debates 16-year-olds in college?
Ben Shapiro is the Jeffrey Epstein of debates.
He only debates 18-year-olds.
Wow.
Both work for the same.
Maybe this should be private.
Is this a good idea, making this public?
Oh, man.
We'll see. Kyle, back to you.
I think that there's going to be some sort of... How it's... framed and called will be up in the air, but there's going to be some sort of American-Mexican collaborative war on the cartels.
Oh, dude, I had that one too. Did
like,
I keep it?
And it'll be sort of like a war on terror type of a thing, but it's going to be like a war on the cartels, but it'll be a joint effort between Mexican government and American government.
I have that too.
In stamping out cartels.
Yeah, I said U.S. forces engage cartels in Mexico.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Yeah, and what it's called, I don't know, but it's going to be something like that.
Interesting. Well, I'm not going to count that as my go because I haven't gotten here.
I say no chance on that one.
No chance, huh?
No.
Oh, man.
Not
okay.
in 2025. Anyways.
Well, did you do...
Maybe later in the Trump administration?
Yeah, maybe.
Did
maybe.
You do a bingo card?
No, shut up.
Well,
then,
you have
then
no
shut
say
your
that.
Face. All right. False flag nuke attack.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I had that and I removed it.
I think things are getting too spicy in Ukraine. I mean, I don't know. We're running out of time under the Biden administration, but who knows what the deep state will continue to try to do to prevent Trump from achieving peace in Ukraine. So I sort of have both sides. I think peace will be achieved, but I think there will be some substantial problems with that.
Yeah, I actually had, but I removed it, was there's going to be some sort of nuclear event. Like, and it was kind of like may or may not be false flag. It's sort of like Syria with chemical weapons, mm-hmm, where it's right. like
that's,
may
that's
or
exactly.
yeah, like something like that. And yep. it's like it may or may not have happened
right.
or something.
And yeah,
it's gonna
that's
be a big
exactly
scare.
What I'm
yeah.
talking about. Yeah.
Similar, but I think we'll have some new Nord Stream revelations. Mm. That also might be me manifesting. Maybe
come
I just
on,
want that
Cy
to happen,
Hirsch.
But come on.
Just Dave Smith. Or
give me something.
Dave Smith. I just called you Dave Smith.
Dave Rand.
Dave Rand. Your wish list.
Yeah, right. yeah.
It's a Christmas wish list.
Department of Education abolished or massively like taken down. Like
dank white pill.
Yeah, it just like it might there might just still be like a little remnant for some sort of standard to be exist there, but maybe it has three employees.
I you know, I had that and I got rid of it because I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it would happen this year.
Yeah, it's a tough like, one for
there might be
year.
Moves towards it this year, but it's probably not going to be a this year thing.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, I have a major wish list one right here. Elon retweets Human Reaction on X.
Oh yeah,
I think we can do it.
I can see it
with your help. We can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we get retweets from people that Elon retweets. So
yeah.
it's like so. There's a non-zero chance that Elon has actually seen some of our stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
And Mark Andreessen follows
yeah,
us.
I was just yeah, saying,
Mark Andreessen follows us.
So I was like, when I found that out, I was like, oh my, it looks so cool.
I love well, you, Mark.
It'll happen. We'll get a million views and we'll get like four subscribers.
Well, it's funny that some guy that we went and had a beer with is the one who pointed out that Andreessen follows us.
That's true.
We didn't even know.
Because well, yeah, we can't see it because we like, you know, when you're going to follow another account, right? It says like also followed by so-and-so and whatever. And it's typically like the bigger accounts that you also follow. Right. And that just happened to be like the probably the biggest one.
And I think it was when we were really blowing up, when we went from like 100 subscribers to like 1,000. Like when that, in that big explosion.
Could have been. We had just also put out one of our clips talking about his appearance
Mark,
on
yeah.
Rogan.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think maybe that triggered,
that
his, triggered
him,
yeah. his algo or something.
Similarly, and related, tech-friendly Democrats get into power in the Democratic Party. So we're going to see like the new DNC chair is going to be more tech-friendly. We're going to see that sort of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, that's actually, and just to piggy, like, just to kind of showcase that this is probably very likely, is this was a major thing that was happening with the when Trump did the Bitcoin conference and Kamala was supposed to and then bowed out. And there was a ton of like the young Democrats that were just like, what the hell are you doing? Mm. Like, why are you not hitting this market? Like, this is such a good thing for us to get into. And now we're just losing the whole like crypto crowd, AI crowd, all this stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just they have to rise to power in the Democrats.
I think they do. And I think, yeah, that was all because the Democrats have become so entrenched with the banking class that like the, you know, the legacy banking cartel still has so much control over the DNC. I mean, you can see the sea change though. Like it has to happen for them to maintain relevance with like the younger demographics.
Yeah, Pocahontas has too much power though.
Absolutely. Yeah, so. Hope she leaves Congress.
She's the biggest enemy to that entire crowd. I have that Doge will be objectively proven successful.
Now, are we talking the government efficiency or the coin?
I'm talking about the Department of Government Efficiency.
Okay.
I think that we'll be able to look at it next year and see that Elon and Vivek's work and the entire team that they put around it will be seen as objectively successful. I believe in the team, you know, and to the point where I think it's going to be, and also just their influence. I believe in the team and the influence.
Yep.
Now, the Civil War, I wrote this before the Civil War happened among the right. Who knows what happens there?
The fallout's
maybe there's a big fallout. I don't think there will be. Mm-hmm. I think that the whole like everybody predicting that there's going to be an Elon-Trump split, I think is kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
I think that they're both smarter and wiser than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that for sure. Similarly, in tech and foreign policy. I think there will be a major cyber attack in the U.S. and it'll be blamed on China. And we've already kind of had these, like the telecom hack, but that didn't get a lot of news coverage.
The balloon.
I mean, yeah, the balloon. I mean, you know, you see all these things kind of coming together, circling around a major cyber attack. It's a major attack vector for the United States. A lot of our power infrastructure is made in China. And like we're talking like substation level, so like entire cities could be blacked out for no reason, held hostage, who knows what. But I think there will be a cyber attack, not necessarily perpetrated by China, but blamed on China.
So I have a defend the guard passes someplace.
Nice.
Some state passes defend the guard.
Good.
Time. That also
some
might be
state. That's so.
Well, we just found out from our friend and partner at Human Reaction, Liam McCollum, that Representative Lee Deming here in Montana will be reintroducing it in this legislative cycle. So Montana's got a shot to be that state.
We'll see if the governor signs that. I'm not sure. We got the governor for that, but we'll see. We'll see.
Well, flex your political muscle on him, would you?
Yeah, right.
Well, it's worth noting so many, all the people around Trump, like Trump has never made any actual statement on it, but it is something that's in the Trump milieu of ideologically, and all the people kind of around him have, RFK has endorsed it, Tulsi Gabbard has endorsed it, Pete Hegseth has endorsed it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a bunch of, I believe Pete has endorsed it.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz also, I believe, endorsed it.
Matt Gaetz, yeah.
Although he's not, you know, in the running for any appointment at this moment. But
it seems to be something that it'll be a standard Republican issue.
Yeah.
Like,
side note, and this is just more of like a casual prediction, but like Matt Gaetz going to OAN or whatever, do you think that's like where he finally ends up, or do you think there's some other special role for him after he withdrew himself from nomination for AG?
It depends on your time horizon.
This year.
Yeah. If it's this year, yeah, I think he stays at OAN until it blows over.
Just becomes a TV personality.
House Ethics Committee is still getting coverage. So
sex trafficking allegations tend to clog up people for a few years.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. But I mean, like that's kind of a... But that was kind of so old though, right? Like it had happened so long ago. Do you think that that's kind of hit its time horizon?
I think he's just such like an enemy of the regime. Like the regime really doesn't like Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
And he's just such a prime target. Like he's going to be bogged down in anything that he attempts to do.
You know what? I'll make one prediction. I could see him, based on some things he's tweeted recently, or, you know, sort of in the aftermath of him withdrawing from the nomination for AG, I could see him positioned as some sort of special prosecutor around J6.
Mm. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. So anyway, back to you.
That's interesting. I have a cryptocurrency will see its first kind of major consumer adoption for the first time ever. A lot of the tools have been built out over the last cycle and through the bear market. And I think that this will be the cycle where we see, it being introduced into retailers, banks start to integrate it into their systems, and they've been preparing that for the last 4 years. I think that this will be the year, and especially with a very friendly Trump administration and David Sacks as the crypto and AI czar, I think that people are going to finally see the vision of it being integrated into normal life in the same way that like credit cards get introduced into normal life, and it's all of a sudden like, it's just a thing we do now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we're going to finally see that.
Yeah. I like that thing. That's a good one. Contrary to something that one of you two said earlier, I think Mike Johnson will be replaced as speaker this year.
Yes.
Mm. I mean, I know he has the support now, and it seems like, you know, Trump is backing him, but there's also the Paul Ryan thing to look back on.
A lot of Massey against Johnson stuff on Twitter right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the one making the biggest commotion.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like it's going to be, you know, I feel like if it was a Democrat president, I would agree with that. But because it's a Republican president, and like there's going to be a lot of this energy where it's just like, we just got to deal with it, move along. Like,
he's going to do what Trump wants him to do, that sort of thing.
I'm already hearing from so many conservatives that are just like, Thomas Massey, I love him, but like he should just kind of sit down, which is kind of what happened at the CARES Act. It's like exactly what happened with the CARES Act.
Yes.
But.
It depends. To me, I think it depends on how radical the Trump goals are and how cooperative Mike Johnson is.
He has been invited to the Cool Kids Club a bunch, and maybe he's that weak of a person where that works.
maybe.
He gets to hang out on the private jet on Trump Force One with him, with Elon and Trump.
Ooh. Yeah. He doesn't get to sit at the table, but
he sat next to them. Yeah. He stood over them nearby in the picture.
I'm here too, guys. Yeah.
My turn. Okay, so BLM2 media cycle.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
There's going to be like a whole media cycle of stirring up racial tensions in the United States totally between Black America and white America.
Yep. Yeah, I could see that.
And it might expand beyond Black Lives Matter stuff. I could see it being kind of Latin American based or something because of the deportations.
Yeah. Yeah. Indian lives matter too.
Yeah. Indian lives matter. Indians are a little bit more based than that. Yeah. they're just going to keep working their jobs and making all that money.
Maybe not after they get attacked by MAGA though. Maybe they're like, hey, screw you.
Well, that's the thing is you have all these minority groups coming into the movement, and now the movement is trying to find every way to purge out all of the minority groups.
Not all of them. Not all of MAGA is doing that. I think it's a loud minority that is really...
They're the vocal Twitter shit stirrers.
No, yes. They're all psyops. They're all planted by Elon to make them look bad.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, what you got?
Also crypto related. Pudgy Penguins is going to take over as a global cultural icon.
Replacing Mickey Mouse.
This is the thing I am the most confident on this list.
Wow.
And it starts with our show.
Wow.
I mean, a million impressions over New Year's. a billion impressions over New
billion.
Year's.
Billion.
That's quite the difference.
I meant a billion.
What in what form? What does that mean?
We're gonna see TV series. We're gonna Netflix series. We're gonna see top of the mobile app store. We're gonna see.
What are you talking, like Angry Birds, Pudgy Penguins edition
type of that type of stuff?
Okay, what were the impressions over Christmas?
Giphy views.
Giphy.
Yeah. Okay. Massive Giphy hype. New Year's Giphy views. A billion over that 48-hour period. A 1.1 billion impressions.
Wow. You're going to make a new Happy Feet.
It's going to be... they just partnered with the biggest live stream on TikTok ever was just done 2 days ago, and it was Pudgy Penguins. Well,
it's time to do our Pudgy Penguin D&D one shot.
Yeah. Something like that. So I think that there's going to be everybody kind of laughing as Kyle has this whole penguin thing going on. I think people are going to see the beginnings of that in
real time.
Who's
laughing now?
When Kyle is mysteriously no longer on Human Reaction Podcast, it's because Pudgy Penguins blew up and he's in the freaking...
Well,
I
could have done that last month. All right, it blew up last month. That was the precursor of it. Fair.
Fair. Well, when BSV goes to 1,000, I'm out.
It's gonna have to. It's currently Pengu is beating BSV. So.
I don't know what Pengu is. That the penguin coin?
That's the coin that we launched a few weeks ago.
I see. Yeah. Well, it's a long play, 20-year play. Let's see. I'm gonna try to save a spicy one for last. Let me pick my favorite one here. Okay, my next one. I'll do. Toxic food dyes are banned.
Interesting.
I think RFK
banned, not labeled.
I would say banned.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pressure for things to be clamped down upon a little bit in the U.S. like they are in Europe already. I don't necessarily agree with the ban. I mean, I don't want toxins in my food, but at least labeling would be great. But I think that there will be pressure for RFK to make good on some of his food-based promises, and I think that that'll be a big one.
Mm. It seems like labeling's for sure, but banning's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way I think about it.
I don't have this on the list, but does RFK get in?
I kind of assume he is.
Yeah, I don't know why I assume he is. I think he will.
I think it's just no one cares about public health as much in D.C. So.
Well, you can see
It's not like Tulsi and D&I, right? It was like, oh, they're going after the thing.
She's an Assad toady.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I don't know. You're seeing a lot of the health and scientific establishment talking heads trotted out to really try to, diminish him and stir doubt about him. I mean, Liana Wen, right, was just recently on CNN, I think, just talking about how this is a guy who doesn't have any scientific experience and he's an activist and he's an anti-vaxxer. I think there's going to be headwinds, but I do think ultimately
the MAHA movement has been seeing a civil war that's been brewing too.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's
in
been
a similar way of the Elon Vivek versus Trump. They're trying to make it seem like it's a big thing.
I think so. Yeah. I mean, and I think there are definite disagreements within that movement in terms of what should be the priority. There's definitely a contingent of people who are very, very focused on COVID and the jabs and all the problems around that, and they want that to be the priority, and they think that the people bringing up food are distracting from the real problem. But I don't think that you can say that they're completely mutually exclusive. You can't. I mean, it's very subjective to say one should be a priority and one shouldn't.
Right.
They're all problems. Chronic disease is a huge problem. COVID is a huge problem. And the jabs and everything, the lockdowns and all that stuff were terrible. And those people need to be held accountable for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how you... First of all, I think that the people criticizing RFK for not being more overt and outspoken about COVID are missing the point that he has to play politics right now because he's not confirmed yet. Mm-hmm. So like the last thing he wants to do is go like stir up a bunch of shit and then have to walk in front of the Senate and, you know, sound like he's not a radical anti-vaxxer.
Right, you know
what I mean? So,
oh man, Tulsi's Senate hearing is going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
It's all going to be nuts. It's gonna be... who are we on?
Oh, it's me.
Oh, it's you.
So this is my last one because I had a couple duplicates for you guys. Is death of the woke narrative as Democrats abandon that base.
Ooh, I like that. I would love to see that.
So I think there's going to be a media cycle of the death of woke, and like you're just going to see way less trans stuff, way less of that kind of out in the open. It's going to be diminished as Democrats basically realize how far over the skis they've gotten.
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother. Just saw that Costco's board voted to retain their DEI stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think is, you're probably going to see, you have to see that first in order for corporations to say, okay, it's now safe for us to kind of de-invest.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of companies have already started.
Yeah.
Well, when it's a lot of it is a lot of the tech companies are the ones that have kind of de-wokeified first, even though, and it's kind of funny because they were kind of the ones that started it. Like, it's like the Silicon Valley crowd were kind of the initial pushers, and now they're like the first ones out.
Yeah, I feel like the big one I'm thinking of, was it Microsoft, maybe?
Microsoft laid off like their entire DEI team several months ago.
Yeah. And you have like Arrowhead Studios coming out saying we don't do politics at our place. I'm like, I think there's going to be a lot of those happening, and there's just going to be that corporate correction this year. And I don't have it as a thing, but lawsuits around DEI are probably going to start happening.
Because it's so blatantly a violation of the Civil Rights Act.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
When that happens, so the floodgates will be open and they're all going to just get butchered.
Yep, totally.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of repercussion that comes, or that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm looking for a more powerful word.
Blowback.
Nah, that's not it. Whatever. You know what I'm
Retribution.
Saying. Retribution. That's the word I'm looking for.
Retribution. Yep.
I was like, revenge?
No, I know words. I had the best words.
I have two more left. It's because of the stuff. I have that Trump is going to form some sort of a podcast press conference push.
Ooh.
Like there's going to be some sort of introducing new media into press briefing type of thing. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see a massive overhaul on how the typical press conferences, White House press conferences work.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's still going to be the White House, like the Washington DC kind of journo from CNN and stuff like that. But there's going to be some sort of new innovation in that field that exists there.
Yeah. I like that. My next one here is sort of a continuation of a prediction I made last year that more Democrats would leave the party. I don't know if that one really fully materialized. But I think specifically John Fetterman is going to leave the Democratic Party.
Oh, like go independent?
Because
kind of pull a mansion or something?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like thinking about his state, Pennsylvania, and the way that state went red, I think, and then measuring that against his overtures in the media, you know, talking about how the Democrats are, you know, being crazy about stuff and agreeing with, you know, things that would be typically considered Republican or more like MAGA talking points. I think you could see him move more to the right. So I think he'll leave the party.
You're done, Dave?
Yeah, that's all mine.
Filled everything? You're just a copycat. You just had too many copies.
Oh, I didn't.
I'm kidding.
Copy?
I'm kidding. My last thing is that there's going to be a new Epstein or Diddy-like person that emerges. So there's going to be another kind of operation of that caliber that we're going to see come to light, where it's like, you know, Diddy kind of came as a surprise to a lot of people. And then Epstein kind of like put this into the forefront of people's minds that this type of stuff is happening. I think there's just going to be another person that's doing the same type of stuff, maybe in a different sector or something like that. But there's going to be some major reveal of a major operation like that.
Reid Hoffman.
Reid Hoffman. why him?
Well, because he was on the kind of Epstein list. That is out there. He's been on the plane and all that stuff. And I don't know.
He's also like the only person of the PayPal mafia that just like is the worst.
Yes. Yeah. So if it was going to be like tech focused, I could see it being him. But
yeah. Although I feel like that probably falls under more the Epstein purview of the types of people that Epstein was targeting.
That's true. What would you see? What industry or sector would you see being implicated?
I don't know. It might be very specific.
Sports.
Sports would be interesting.
Although I could see that. That's probably a Diddy merger, though.
LeBron
and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, that's
fair. Where it might be more like DC focused or something, right?
State.
It might be more politically focused or something. Totally. I don't know.
Yeah,
there's going to be something of that caliber that continues to merge.
Right? Yeah. My last one is, sort of generally speaking, greater restrictions on civilian freedom in the United States, specifically around drones. I think there's going to be new drone restrictions implemented for civilians, particularly in light of all the drone activity in New Jersey. A lot of people notice their drones wouldn't even take off. There's a lot of stories around that sort of thing. And, we were having discussions in the Discord about, what the FAA regulations currently are and they're constantly updating them, and I could very easily see there being some new laws that come out that,
especially against Chinese made drones.
Well, exactly, yeah, for sure.
Who own the market right now?
Yeah, so
absolutely.
What about 6G? 6G comes in.
5G even really is that even really?
Yeah, there's a big question. Are we even really using 5G on our phones, or just to say that? I don't know.
I think it just says it. Yeah. It's bullshit.
I don't believe in 5G.
I just think
every few years they just add numbers to it.
Yeah, I just think they don't have the technology for 5G yet.
Just so they can charge us more on our cell phone bills?
Yeah.
Well, he's not in Montana, brother. I'm pretty sure it's out there somewhere, just not here.
Well, my phone says it, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's open to it. It doesn't mean it's receiving it, right?
Well, I mean, if it says it on your phone, it should mean it. That's what it's receiving.
Are we not saying phrasing anymore?
I don't know. That was a stretch. Go ahead. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe
very interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, there's our predictions and our bingo cards. We encourage you to play along. Join the Discord. DM one of us or just post in one of the channels your list of 24 things, and we'll make up a bingo card so we can all play this year. All right, this has been another great episode of The Skiff, normally our members-only show. Today, it's public for all of your viewing pleasure. Please like, subscribe, follow, review wherever it is that you're watching this show, which I guess is mostly only going to be on YouTube. In any case, do those things for David Rand, Kyle Mack, Bennett on the Buttons. I'm Joe Sheehan. This is Human Reaction, and we'll see you next time.